change has been made as part of the lot study that was done last year. The thinking behind it is that the inside lane was underutilized during peak hours because it only allowed for traffic going down the high road. That's now been changed so that as well as going down the high road, you can go straight through the roundabout down the Devil Air Road as well.
There is a slight concern now that if you have a build-up of more than 8 or 9 cars, the new arrows on the road are going to be obscured and some people may not realize there's been a change. Is the council going to address that?
Yes, Donald, that's correct. And that is the danger with it, and that has been recognised by the council, and they have committed to putting a signed pole on the approach to the roundabout as well, and they've committed to doing that as soon as possible.
Can we expect to see more alterations and changes to junctions around the town following on from the LUT study?
I think that the council will be implementing the recommendations of the LUT study as they go. I suppose the concern here would be that maybe the change was made at that roundabout without people, without awareness. That's something that maybe needs to be looked at and make sure that the proper signage is in place when the change goes live.